Hey everybody, my name's Andy Harrison. I'm one of the pastors here at Planet Shakers, and I'm excited to be bringing you this word today. Christ is key. He is the center of everything. He is the main theme for all of eternity, and let's make him the main theme of our lives. Let's have a look at this word today. Also, I want to encourage you to download Planet Boom's latest single, Illy. I know that it will bless you. It's available on all streaming platforms. Who's excited for acceleration? Who was here last week for our Vision Sunday? If you weren't, you missed out, but you're still a part of the vision, so that's okay. And we are going to have the most amazing year accelerating in the things of God. Amen? Amen? And come on, let me just encourage you with that as well. You know, I'm really believing and been praying all week that as we're talking about acceleration, one of the things we're believing for is accelerated spiritual growth in your life. You and your family are going to accelerate in the things of God this year. You're gonna accelerate in the knowledge of God in your life. And come on, I wanna prophesy over some people here. You're gonna accelerate in stepping up in leadership, doing great exploits for the things of God, the kingdom of God. So come on, now's not the time to get held up by anything. Now's the time to put your foot down in the things of God. Come on, to focus in on Him, to chase after Him, to pursue Him. Amen. It's going to be a powerful time. Well, I've got a pretty clear intention this morning. I'll be honest, as I was preparing to and praying about preaching this morning, I just couldn't get away from this thought, and it's very, very simple. But my intention this morning is that every single one of us would leave here thinking about nothing other than Jesus. As simple as that. You know, Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2, he said, I decided to know nothing while I was among you except Christ and Christ crucified. And I just want us to focus in on Him. You know, every single Sunday here at Planet Shakers, it's always about Jesus. And I love that about our church. Jesus is always exalted in this place. I always leave thinking bigger of Jesus because of what we experience on a Sunday. But again, let's focus in on Him. Amen. Come on, let's be impressed by Him again. Let's be enamored with Him again. Come on, I really want you leaving this place not thinking about the stuff that we've been thinking about during the week, whatever it might have been. I want you leaving this place with your heart set on Jesus, your hope set on Jesus, your faith enlarged in Jesus. Amen? I want to speak to you on a simple, simple message. Christ is key. Christ is key. And, man, I want to read this, honestly, spectacular passage of Scripture this morning. I simply love it. And so let's look at this. Colossians 1, 15 to 20. A few people excited about that. This is, you know, in the New Living Translation, I think the heading says Christ is supreme over this passage. In the ESV, which I'm reading from here, I think it says the preeminence of Christ. Either way, it's pretty powerful. Let's look at this. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. How powerful is that passage of Scripture? We're going to just pick this apart for a few minutes, but come on, let's pray right now in His presence. Holy Spirit, we thank You that You are here amongst us. We're gathered in the name of Jesus, and the presence of Jesus through His Holy Spirit is here with us. And I thank You, Holy Spirit, that what You do so excellently is You reveal the Christ. You reveal Jesus to our hearts. And so I ask for every heart here, would Jesus be revealed this morning?
would Jesus be glorified. Lord, I ask in every thought, in every mind, let it be about Jesus Christ this morning. In fact, right now, together as the saints, we bind every other thought, every distracting thing, every proud thought that would set itself up against the knowledge of God. We bring it down this morning in the name of Jesus. Let Christ be exalted. Let Christ be magnified over this service right here. Let every thought be about Him. Let every heart affection be about Him. Let every feeling in this place be about Him. We put our attention on Jesus and nothing else, nobody else. We're not allowing ourselves to be distracted by anything else this morning. We bind our minds to Christ. We bind our hearts to Christ this morning. And Jesus, we're asking right here as we're preaching your word, would you be magnified? Would you be blown up in this place? Would you be made bigger in our thinking, in our expectations, in our faith this morning in the name of Jesus? And come on, if you believe that, would you shout a good amen on the end? I think you can shout a better one than that. Shout a proper amen. Amen. Let's look at this. I honestly just want to look at this verse by verse for a minute. And because I just think it's so powerful when we just focus on Jesus, right? Let's look at verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. I mean, that's just profound. The image of someone invisible. Just think about that for a moment. He is God made clear, God projected, God taken form. The perfect presentation or representation of God. God made manifest. God made conspicuous. God made clear. By Him, we know what God is like. And it's crazy, you know, in a world that is still looking for God in every place, still looking for godliness and goodness, they may not articulate it like that. They might not identify that He's who they're looking for. But the truth is, our whole world is still looking for God. If only they knew that He can be seen perfectly and clearly in the person of Jesus Christ. If you want to know who God is like, look at Jesus. If you want to know what God thinks, look at what Jesus says. If you want to know what God is wanting to do in our lives, look at Jesus Christ. Jesus is the perfect picture of what God is like. Amen? We can make God known by directing people to see Jesus, to encounter Jesus, to know Jesus. That's why it's our heart's desire at Planet Shakers that in every single service, we would be leading people to an encounter with Jesus. It's not the songs that the songs are about. It's the fact that hopefully every single song is directing you toward Jesus. It's not just the words that a preacher is saying. It's that within this message is an encounter with Jesus for you this morning. And I don't know whether you know Him in this place. In every single service in Planet Shakers, we have people visiting and we have people that are in different stages in their journey with God. And maybe you've never made a decision to invite Jesus into your life. Well, it would be our greatest privilege this morning to make this whole service about that, because the most powerful thing we can do is encounter Jesus Christ. Because in seeing Him and knowing Him, we know who God is. Amen? He's the perfect image of the invisible. And here's the amazing thing about an image. Once I have an image, I have a vision, right? An image, something I can see. That means there's a vision in front of me, something I can aim at. I want to encourage you this morning. Jesus is the perfect picture of God. He is the correct vision of God, but also Jesus is the key to the vision for your life. Whatever vision you have for your life in 2020, I hope it involves acceleration, because that's a prophetic word over your life. But the key to acceleration and the key to the right vision for your life is Jesus Christ. Jesus makes sense of everything else. Jesus brings everything else into perfect context. Christ is the key to your vision. You're going okay? Verse 16. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. This is a crazy thought. All things were created through Him and for Him. That means that everything in our world exists for Jesus Christ. Now, this is good news. And by the way, there is so much room in this message for you to shout an amen. So much room, because everything we're talking about is Jesus Christ. There's not going to be too much more profound outside of that. It's just all about Jesus. So if you love Him and if you're ready to encounter Him, there's plenty of space for you to shout an amen. Amen. But you know, everything in our world exists for Him, which is crazy because there is a lot of crazy things happening in our world. Am I right? I mean, what started as a virus in Asia ends up as a toilet paper epidemic. It's crazy out there. Keep your kids close by. And yet one way or another, everything exists for Jesus Christ. And whether we know it or not, everything is going to bring Him glory. Every single year, every single event, everything we look back on, everything we don't know is coming. It's all one way or another going to bring Him glory. The media doesn't set the agenda with whatever they think the headline should be. I want to encourage you today that throughout all eternity, there is one headline. His name is Jesus Christ. History is all about Him. The future is all about Him. And whatever your current circumstances are, they're all about Him too. So make Him the main headline of your life. They try to take Him out of Christmas. They try to take Him out of Easter. They try and take Him out of education. They try and take Him out of everything that's socially appropriate or whatever they think it is. But as hard as they might try, unfortunately for their best efforts, it's still all about Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how appropriate it is to preach His name out. One way or another, He's going to receive the glory. Come on, say amen if you believe that this morning. Woo! It's good news. He's not a side project or a side story. He's not a discarded hero to be remembered every now and again. This is still all about Him. So since it's all about Him, let's make our lives all about Him. Come on, let's jump on board the Jesus ship. I don't know, it just came to me. Come on, jump ship. Get off the boat that is your own agenda. Get off the boat that is your own plans for 2020. Come on, let's get off the boat of our own ambitions and our own selfishness. Now's the time to jump on board with what Jesus is doing, because wherever He's going, there's victory. Because wherever He's going, wherever He's taken us, He's already been and He's already triumphed. So let's make our lives all about Him again. Let's not make them about our careers. Let's not just make them about our families or our loved ones. Let's not make them about fear or comfort. Come on, somebody, this morning. Now's the time to decide with all my heart, with all my soul, my life in 2020 is going to be about the headline of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to react to what everybody else is reacting to. It's all about Jesus. I'm not going to make my life what everybody else makes their life about. It's all about Jesus. Oh, it's simple, but what if we decided to do it? Powerful. Amen. The key to whatever is going on in your life is Jesus Christ. Verse 17, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. I love this verse. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Jesus Christ is before all things. He has not been outrun by anything. He's not been overtaken or surprised by anything. And He is always victorious and He always comes first. Doesn't matter what events might be surprising you. It doesn't matter what's going on in your day that might have taken you by surprise. Jesus is always victorious and He is before all things. And He holds all things together. All things find their place in Him. Jesus is the glue. He is holding it all together. When you feel like things are falling apart, Jesus is the key. You know, I hear people talk about this in regards to their family. Often people in our society, because we honor the women in our lives, we honor our mothers, and so we should. But often people will say, oh, our mum is, she's the center of our home. She's the glue that holds this thing together. And whilst I honor my own mum and now the mother of my child, Susanna, they're not the center. They're not the glue of this house. Jesus is. He's the key. Or people will say, no, the kids, it's all about the kids now. In our family, it's all about the kids. They're the center of our home. No, friend, I want to tell you what your the foundation you ought to build your home on and your family on. Christ is the key to this home. He's going to hold it all together. Christ is before all things, and He holds all things together. Because when we go through things as a family, it's not going to be my kids that hold it together. I'm not just going to put pressure on my wife to hold it together. Christ is going to hold this thing together. He is the glue. Amen. Come on, maybe some of us need to readjust that, because maybe we're building according to the pattern of this world. Come on, let our minds be renewed according to the Word of God, not the patterns of this world, the pattern of the kingdom of God. Christ is the center. He is before all things. He is a higher priority even than those I love. He's a higher priority than them all. Amen. Before all things, He holds all things together. Verse 18, we're going, well, Christ is the key in your home. Verse 18, He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. He's the head of the body. This church, the church of Jesus Christ across the world, He is the head, He is the boss, He is in charge. And I'm so glad that He raised up leaders and apostles like Pastor Russell and Sam, who declare His intentions to us. This is the year of acceleration. And we know that that is God declaring that over us through the leaders that He's raised up. And since He is the head, then the body better get ready for where the head is declaring we're going to go. And the head is saying, get ready for acceleration. So body, we better get ready to move. We better not get stagnant. We better not get locked down. We better not get too locked into our pattern and our thinking. This is the way I do things, and this is what I learned in 2019. So this is what 2020 is going to be all about. No, if the head says acceleration, then the body gets ready to move. And Jesus is the head of His church. What He says goes, and we're ready to go where He says. Amen. But I love this word, preeminent. It means to be first in rank or influence. Merriam-Webster dictionary says, having paramount rank, dignity or importance, outstanding or supreme. Cambridge says, more important or powerful than others. Synonyms include superior, surpassing, excelling beyond others, of higher distinction or status, dominant, the main thing, peerless, renowned, transcendent, ultimate, foremost, incomparable, matchless, unrivaled, number one. Oh, if that's not a description of your Jesus, I don't know what is. Shall I read it for you again? I think I shall. And feel free to shout an amen if you believe that this is a description of your Jesus. I said He's superior. He's surpassing. He's excelling beyond all others. He's of higher distinction or status. He is dominant. Doesn't matter what the world says about Him, He is dominant. He is the main thing. He is peerless, renowned, transcendent, ultimate, foremost, incomparable, matchless, unrivaled, and your Jesus is still number one. Oh, come on, somebody in this place. Praise Him if you believe it. I think a few of you could even stand to your feet. I think you could handle it. I think you've got enough energy to do it. Come on, if you believe He's number one, I dare some of you to get up on your feet, clap your hands, all you people, make a joyful noise about Him, because it's not about our feelings. It's not about what we're going through. It's still all about Jesus Christ. Take a praise break for 30 seconds. One, two, three, go. To rev you up, then you've forgotten who He is. If you need a song to give you words, you've forgotten who He is. Oh, come on, somebody in there. No, we don't need it. We don't need it. Sorry, I was just getting excited. No. I'm down here on the floor now. Pastor Russell's not here. I hope this is okay, sir. Oh, sorry, I'm our youth pastor, so I'm used to just stirring people. But some of us need stirring. Have we forgotten who He is? That He's superior, that He's matchless, that He's unrivaled. That He's greater than sickness. That He's greater than what we're going through. Come on, back row. Come on, everybody in between. You're going to spend all eternity shouting up that one name. You may as well start now. I really feel like we just need to break through something, and you don't need a song to do it. So come on, another 30 seconds to a minute. Lift your voices. It ought not to die down while you wait for somebody to tell you what. It ought to be uncontrollable. Come on, Planet Shakers 9:30 service. I'm here to lead you in praise in Jesus this morning. Come on, lift him up. Some of you need to just clear your thoughts as you're praising. Come on, just refresh your emotions as you're praising. That's it, that's it. You're doing so well. Come on, join in with us. Yeah, that's it. Lift him up. Magnify him. Exalt him. It's all about Jesus. Oh, we don't come to church to be entertained. We don't come to church for somebody to force us into praise. We come to join with the saints and join with the angels. Oh, we come to lift our voices. We come to do what He created us to do. You say it's 9:30, it's too early to shout. Tell the angels that. Just tell somebody around you, He's that good. Yeah, come on, tell somebody else, He's that good. Come on, tell somebody else, Jesus is matchless. Tell somebody else, Jesus is unrivaled. Come on, maybe somebody needs to hear you declare it around you today. Don't underestimate what somebody might be going through. Tell them Christ is still key. Tell them Christ is still king. Tell somebody else, Christ is still Lord. Oh man, if you've known, give me a wave if you've known Jesus for more than 5 years. Okay, I should not have to stop you praising. That didn't make sense. I should not have to rev you up. If you've known Jesus 5 years, you ought to make some noise right now, because your knowledge of God. Come on, where are my 10-year plus veterans at? If you've known Jesus for more than 2 weeks, I mean, it doesn't need to get any better than this. There's nothing beyond Christ. Oh, I haven't even preached half the message, but you know. Okay, good job. He's the first and the last. Revelation 1:17. We better get the keys playing now so it helps me hurry up. The first carries weight and authority, signals rank and priority. Whoever is first has honor. The first equals the beginning, the pioneer, the waymaker. Jesus is first in everything. So make him first of your day. Make him your first thought and your first reaction. Make him your first priority. Come on, when making a decision, we consider the highest priorities and how it is going to affect those priorities. How is this going to affect my finances? How is this going to affect my family? Do you consider first, how does this affect you, Lord? Now, I know it doesn't, he's still Lord regardless of the decision. He ain't going to be kicked off the throne. It's not going to affect him. But in way of priority, we say, Lord, this decision is going to be around you and what you want, not around what my feelings want, not around what I think might be best for my future and my family. Come on, how many of us make decisions like that? This is all around you. Why? Because you are first before all things. You are my highest priority. Come on, Planet Shakers, that's how we build our families. That's how we build our businesses. That's how we build our careers. That's how we build our future according to acceleration in the things of God, by saying, Lord, this is all around you. Amen? He's first before all things. And by the way, when you put him first, he's easy to follow, because whoever goes first creates a slipstream. Whoever goes first breaks through the restriction and friction so that others can follow behind. Talk about a year of acceleration. The greatest way to excel in the things of God is be led as Jesus goes first. He He's going to break through ahead of you. He's going to open up a door ahead of you. He's going to make a way for ahead of you. He already has. He is the new and living way. And as you follow in behind Him and allow Him to lead, you can accelerate in the things of God. But it's not you fighting your own battles. It's not you striving against the elements. It's Christ going ahead of you. And there's an ease in following Him. There really is. He's so good. He's the first, but He's also the last. And the last equally carries authority and responsibility, because they are the full stop, the book closing, the game set and match. They have the final say. And I want to encourage you today, let Jesus have the final say in your life. Give His words such weight that nothing can be added. You don't need a second opinion when the last one was Jesus. You don't need to keep looking. You don't need to keep searching. There is nothing beyond Him. There is nothing further than Him. There is no teaching deeper than Him. He is the last. He's the first and He is the last. He has no beginning, He has no end, but He is the Alpha and He is the Omega. And since He's first and since He's last, that becomes like a reference point. Christ is my reference. Christ frames my reality. Christ frames my understanding of God, because He bookends it. He's here and He's here, and He fills everything in between and everything outside of it. But He frames my perception, my reality. He is the key. Revelation 3 verse 7 says, these are the words of Him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What He opens, no one can shut. And what He shuts, no one can open. He is the first and last. He is the key. He is your breakthrough. He is your miracle. He is your joy, your hope, your freedom. He is your refreshing and your restoration. He is your answer. He is your need fulfilled. He is your access. He is your acceleration. In Him are all the promises of God. He is the fulfillment of all God's plans and purposes for your life. You can't get higher than Him. You can't get deeper than Him. You can't get around Him. He is all in all. In Him we move and live and move and have our being. It's by Him that your life moves forward. He is your access and your open door. He is the key to your life. Come on, I feel this, because some of us are still looking for some key in God. What do I have to do to get that? What do I have to, how can I bargain with you, God? No, your key is Jesus Christ. Put your hope in Him again. Put your faith in Him again. Put your confidence in Him again. We used to sing this old song. I don't know how this is going to go, so you might just need to hang on, hush a moment. I'll try and remember it. But we used to sing an old song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory. Stay standing for a moment, because the things of earth will go strangely dim. I believe that. But you know, some empirical evidence from my own life, if that's the right word to use, I've noticed that the things of earth grow strangely simplified. It doesn't sing as well. But I've noticed that when I turn my eyes upon Jesus again, things begin to make sense. Things fall into place. There's almost like an internal noise of things shifting. You know, I was in North New South Wales coast a couple of weeks ago when a huge storm swept through, and I was standing on a balcony, and I could hear, first it was all quiet, and then I could hear these birds chirping madly, and then I could see this wind coming across the water. And then I heard this noise. And I looked down and realized all the pool loungers, you know, those seats, the wind just went and blew them all into the pool. It's like everything just rearranged as the wind swept through. I want to tell you something similar happens in my heart as I begin to put my focus on Jesus. It's like a noise. Things just get swept away. Problems, you know, I'm not so worried about them anymore. Things that seemed so big and insurmountable, they come into, you know, they come back to size. It's like He makes sense of things. It's like the puzzle pieces fall into place. Something gets simplified as you put your focus on Jesus. We can live in very confusing worlds, in very confusing times. And even when it comes to the things of God, man, my whole life, I work for church. Everything I do is about God. And yet I can find myself wondering, how are we going to lead that person? How are we going to see breakthrough here? How am I going to manage this? How are we going to see that grow? How are we going to do that extra service, Lord? Where's this going to lead into? And I can get pretty confused by all of these things until I begin to lift up the name of Jesus, until I begin to put my eyes on Him. And then I go, you know what? I got faith for this. He's going to bring breakthrough to that. Jesus is going to bring it. He's going to open that door. It's pretty simple. Christ is key. And I remember this from a few years ago, a distinct memory. We can have the band out, please. That would be fantastic. But I remember Reinhard Bonnke, a late, great evangelist, speaking at Planet Shakers Conference. I think it was in 2007 in Brisbane. I remember. I have this distinct memory as I was leaving that session. Because I remember thinking, I wasn't so impressed. He literally just talked about Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's all he did, in a very German way, with a wave of fire above his head. That's how he used to say it. But I remember leaving not being so impressed with the preacher, but being so impressed by Jesus again. I remember thinking, this is my thought as I left, maybe this whole thing isn't hanging on my effort and my gifting and my hard work, and whether I can see this happening or not. I remember thinking, leaving, going, maybe this is all just hanging on the fact that Jesus is powerful and He has all authority and He can do it. And something about Reinhard's simple preaching blew up Jesus in my mind. And it simplified everything. He can do it. And I want to do the same thing this morning. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know whether as you receive this word of acceleration, whether it stirred faith or whether it stirred fear in your heart. How am I going to do that? But I want to tell you this morning, it's not going to be solved by thinking through everything or having everything under control or understanding what's going to happen in the next 12 months or being able to read the economy perfectly because I'm brilliant at. No, it's Christ is the key. And as you lift Him up and put your eyes on Him again, He brings everything into the right place.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that today and that it blessed you. Let's continue to lift Jesus up and magnify Him. Don't forget to join us again next week. It's going to be an amazing message. And also don't forget, download Planet Boom's latest single, Illy. It's everything we were talking about today. Also, you can follow us at Planet Shakers on all social media platforms.